Dreamscape presents Viral by T. Gephardt, narrated by Ava Lucas and Lance Greenfield.
1. Vaughn. Fuck. Pretty sure my soul had checked out of my body 12 hours ago with my liver about 4 hours before that. I didn't much care what the hell happened, except I was starting to sober up, and that just wouldn't do. Everyone knew the best way to beat a hangover was to stay drunk, and I was on a bender that had no expiration date. My head lifted off the bed only to be hit with the smell of stale beer and sweat floating up from my shirt. Screw that. My eyes squinting shut as I immediately lowered it. Why the hell was there banging on the front door? Wasn't the whole idea of being in the fucking woods so that everyone left you the fuck alone? It wasn't my boss, that much I knew. The asshole who ran the Get-Go gas station I worked at called and fired me on the spot for not turning up for my shift. And surely the other two cocksuckers weren't dumb enough to come crawling back. The cocksuckers in question were my ex-girlfriend and my ex-best friend. Those two shit-stains had been fucking each other behind my back for who knows how long. Which meant they not only killed their relationships with me, but the only other thing that I loved. My band. Damn it. I was positive we were on the edge of greatness, just waiting to be discovered when it all went to shit. And while we might have survived losing our drummer, his exit completely coincidental, there was no way I was going to play with a dude who could stab me in the back so freaking hard. Vaughn, open the door. The knocking had graduated to shouting, my head not fond of the new progression. At least it wasn't Connor or Lindsay, and I wouldn't end up in a jail cell before the end of the day. Vaughn! Open the fucking door! Wow. Who knew he had it in him? Go away, Nico, I yelled, not in the mood to hear his bullshit. Fine. I probably should have consulted him before pulling the pin and posting the status. But it was my freaking band, and I'd do what I wanted. Before I could add that while my comment about no one giving a shit about the bass player might have been harsh but undeniably true, a boom vibrated through the room. The door that had been locked shut had flung open, separating from the splintered jam. Old door, not great lock, and a solid kick would do that. What the fuck? I didn't even get to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?